Welcome to Mid-Century Modernism with Monique, your go-to podcast for all things architecture, design, and innovation within mid-century modernism. Join me on a journey through the golden age of design, where every episode brings you fresh inspiration for modern living and unlocks the secrets of this iconic and timeless style. What are we waiting for? Let's get started. Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Mid-Century Modernism with Monique. I'm Monique Anton, your host, and I am joined today by the lovely Cindy Carey and Marissa Smith from Starburst Construction. Hello, ladies.
Hello.
Hello.
Thanks for having us.
I'm so happy to have you on the show. And over the years, watching your work, I've always been inspired by you. And I love how you keep this minimalist look looking so clean and fresh. And so let's just get started with the questions. How did you get started in the business? And what are you mindful of when working so well with Eichlers? I'll let you start, Marissa.
Well, so I'll take the last question of what we're so mindful of with working on Eichlers. Eichlers are an amazing design.
Yes.
It's completely different from a regular ranch house style home. And with that, Eichlers have systems, many a systems, roof, radiant, electrical, plumbing, that are so different that all take specialized work. Right. And to have all systems working together, it takes time and proper strategy of how to get those all completed. So there's ways of doing it that, you know, radiant, you can, or everything. It's either you're going through the slab or you're going over the roof. So right. You're touching huge parts of the house that A, are scary and yes, costly, but to better those infrastructures that are going to last the house another 50, 60 years, you got to put the time in and do it the right way so that you get the most out of it.
That's right.
And there is a path, the best path to doing that. So, and I'll piggyback onto the back to the first question or leapfrog back. So, we've been in business for 40 some years. We're family owned and operated. My husband started the business. He's since retired, and he loved mid-century modern. That was one of his passions for sure. And we started working on Eichlers a long time ago in bits and pieces, and then it's just picked up more and more. And we kind of, for lack of a better way, I'll say we kind of fell into doing more and more Eichlers because there were contractors and people that would say, you can't do anything. We can't modernize that. You can't, what are you going to do with that? And frankly, as Marissa was saying, we've seen a lot of things too with contractors that don't understand, you know, holes through beams, running plumbing and things right. like that, where they don't understand the actual structure of the Eichler. So, my husband with this love of Eichlers and wanting to maintain that contemporary look, he said, of course we can do things. So it was really just being a little bit creative to come up with ways to modernize the Eichler without changing the look.
Right. Well, when those of you listening drive around this one neighborhood, Green Meadow in Palo Alto, you will see their work. It is so stunning and it's just so set apart because I'm a purist. I don't like a lot of texture. I don't like a lot of color everywhere. Just give me a pure Eichler and just make it look like it's a new Eichler.
Right.
And you do that so well.
Thank you.
My favorite one that you've done was on Fern. And I believe you did that with John Klopp. We had John on the show and he spoke about doing this simply and just having this design be as minimalist as possible. And what makes you such an expert in that? What makes Starburst different? Because I know that I've seen your designs and the neighbors are all pointing at the house and saying, I want whatever they did. What makes you different in that regard? You both
Yes, we both have so much to say about that. First, I would say, we are not designers.
Mm-hmm.
So we are bringing to fruition with our expertise, what we bring is attention to detail, knowing how to work with the architect and the client, and bringing to fruition what they're both communicating.
Yes.
And educating the client through the process of what their options are, and at the end of the day, understanding that it is their house, but mm-hmm. helping to guide them in a certain direction. And sometimes those conversations are, if you're thinking of reselling, mm-hmm. if you are an Eichler purist, which I know we here like to keep that style, but there are some people that don't. I would say in this world, most of the people, if their house has been changed, they wanna bring it back to its original intention.
Yes.
But the bottom line is it's the owner's decision, and we do try to let them know it's most valuable for an Eichler to maintain the Eichlerness.
Yes, I agree. I like that Eichlerness word.
Yeah.
I'm going to start using that. It's Eichlerness.
Do you have anything to add?
Love that.
Well, with it in upgrading an Eichler, Eichler is its own adventure. It from starting the design to constructing it to furnishing it, it's its own adventure. Mm-hmm. And again, going with the systems, but with upgrading your Eichler, you can do it so many ways that you, as if you're an enthusiast or you just fell in love with the design, you saw it for the first time and you fell in love with it and you wanted it, and now we're going for it, that you can modernize it?
Yes, modernize. There we go.
And still keep its integrity. Mm-hmm. You can do that, like at Fern, we did a 30-foot sliding door opening in the backyard.
I remember that.
That is amazing. And it's still, I mean, you would think that these things are huge and, I mean, minimalistic. You still want to keep the natural light with an Eichler. How not better to then, why not do a 30-foot door that I can operate, use, and still keep that indoor-outdoor living with the lighting, with everything, and keeping it still true to a design era that was 50, 60 years ago, and using modern materials that, thank gosh, are still being produced or that match back in the day. Mm-hmm. So it is a love of having that integrity for the Eichler mid-century modern design done by Eichler or even Frank Lloyd Wright for that, and it, bringing it from, like Cindy said, the architects or designers come up with this. We also help throughout of, and Brian, our contractor, says it best. If this were my house, this is what I would want to do.
Yes.
He is so, we've been in many Eichlers over the years, even though Brian and I are younger, we've been in many Eichlers. We've seen many designs. We know how an Eichler works. So having that best way of constructing to benefit you for the long term is what we do, and that's with a great design and a great team.
I have a funny Brian story.
Oh,
we have a client. We have a client.
Brian is the contractor.
Brian is the contractor. Yes. He is Marissa's husband. And we had a client who Brian would say she'd be making, and she was, I mean, she had design, but she was changing things as, right? So, you know, her husband was, we have weekly meetings, and her husband was offering, well, I think we should do this and this and that. And she's, Brian, what do you think? And Brian said, well, if it were my house, and she's like, so eventually, guess who they went with? Brian.
Brian.
She looked to Brian for his blessing on everything. He is really good at that. So
that's the thing.
And he has a good bond with the clients.
If you have that trust and you all know how it should look and what materials to use
and how to get there.
Yes, and how to get there. That's half the battle. Mm-hmm. I would say that's more than half the battle. And I love that you do that. And you also have not only cabinet makers, but you do hardscape. Mm-hmm. So landscaping, you do the hardscape for these homes. That is kind of a cohesive, you know, all-in-one system that I really love. How did you, did that come about through time, or how, what was that evolution like for you?
So we have always done landscaping. So always, 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 as long as, and I've been working for my husband for the company for, I don't know, 26, seven, I don't know how many years. But so we've always done, one of the first projects we did was landscaping. It's just a natural extension of the house. And Eichler, which I was thinking about when you were talking earlier, and Eichler even lends itself more to having the landscaping interact with the house and the design, because yes. I mean, one of the things that I love about Joe was he wanted it to be inside outside living. He wanted the communities, even though there was, you know, we had front yards and, you know, he had the community pools. He wanted people to come in and, you know, hang out at the house and go. That's why a lot of the houses had pools, right? He wanted that community feeling. And so being able to me, it looks so serene when you have a house that the inside matches the outside. It just creates a feeling of
Zen.
Yes.
Complete Zen experience.
I was going to say bliss. I'm like, that's a little too much. Zen.
Yes.
Most definitely Zen.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I think that's one of the things that really hit me when I first discovered Eichler's. From the outside, they were just so appealing and they, you know, have this energy. But once you get inside, you really feel this. For me, I've never felt more comfortable in a house. I've never felt more relaxed. And looking at nature makes a home that may be small. You know, the average square footage of an Eichler is 1,500 square feet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, looking out at the backyard, that feels like a 4,000, 5,000 square foot house because you're seeing the entire lot.
Mm-hmm.
In Palo Alto, that is so needed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so many Eichlers there. So we ask a lot of our guests, or I ask a lot of our guests, who their favorite architect is. And you both mentioned to me that it has been one of our previous guests, John Klopp. And I want to ask what your experience has been like working with him.
So I would say over the years, we think it's been about 10 plus years that we've worked with John over various projects through various cities. Mm-hmm. And typically Eichler mid-century moderns.
Mm-hmm.
And he is, so Phil started with John and John's team. And how
and Phil was your previous contractor.
Right. Correct, mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. And so how John has set up his process makes it seamless for the client to understand what they're getting and achieving at the end, and also for us as a contractor to follow through. John knows the systems of an Eichler and how things look and take and to get to the end point, how it does. So over the past, since we did Fern, we've really, and that was about 2019, I think we finished right before 2020.
Right before COVID.
So we've done a lot of projects with them since, and having them and their process there is great. They have such a grasp on still keeping the integrity while modernizing it with the finishes, with how their details are, mm-hmm. which make it how we build it to last. We build to last. So they make their design build
yes.
to last as well.
And you can feel that with the quality of your work. You definitely can feel that walking in. It's the most
solid experience. And that's what I would say Brian takes so much pride in having that quality, having our standards. So again, we're 40 plus years in this industry. You don't get this far without consistently keeping and overachieving your quality standards. And Brian is one of those that does that. And with John being our architect, he has so much influence too of the modern elements and making them, and not diminishing the Joe Eichler standard and keeping that. And Brian matches that level of integrity and goes beyond that too as well.
I also think it's nice because working together a lot, then there's a lot more understanding.
In collaboration.
And there's more understanding, like, okay, we know that John likes this detail. So there's things that we know.
It's efficient.
Yes.
Because you already know from working together on so many projects.
So I feel like I want to say, because we've been mentioning Phil. It's like the big elephant kind of in the room. So let's just bring this full circle for the audience. So Phil is my husband, Phil Carey, who started Starburst Construction 40 some years ago and has since, we were in succession planning, but has since, due to health issues, has retired a little bit early. So, but he gave us a good foundation. Obviously, our children are both in the construction, the trades, the industry. Brian and Marissa are taking over the business. And so everything that we have learned and a lot of our processes, though we always continue to grow and change, and, you know, especially with the times, you know, a lot of that foundation started there. So,
and I love Phil so much. That's how I got to know of Starburst. I was taking some clients to an Eichler, and Phil just summed up an entire showing for us. He was so thorough. He was so fast. And, you know, showing buyers these homes that are really distressed, it can be very hard for them to imagine what to do. And Phil was so wonderful at just taking us through that. And I'm just very grateful for him.
Well,
I'm grateful
let you
to
know.
Learn. Yes, please tell him that I said that.
Thank you.
So after all these years, what have you been seeing right now in terms of remodeling, design, and decoration? What's been happening currently?
So for me, I think you hit the nail on the head, and Marissa knows I've said this before. For me, there are two different Eichler owners. There's the owners that, they're actually maybe three, now that I'm thinking. So there's those that they want colorful tile, and they want different kind of paint colors in every room. Then there's the Eichler owners that are more, a little warmer, so they kind of want more. Even now that hardwood floors are becoming better with radiant heat, right? So more of that kind of wood, that look. And then there's kind of the ones that like the gray and the cool colors. And so I would say what overall what we're seeing is gray Eichler lovers, the paneling's gone. Some other Eichler owners, they're keeping it. They're adding wood accent walls.
Right.
Things like that. They're obviously opening up those kitchens. We're super small. So if they can, opening up kitchens, creating a little bit more of a living room, dining room, kitchen.
Yes.
What else have you been seeing?
I love to see the mahogany, by the way. I will always say that to all of our listeners.
I love the doors,
please
too.
Keep the mahogany if you can and take care of it. It looks stunning. And it provides that warmth,
Should we tell her it's not mahogany?
Well, we can get the mahogany.
It's Luan.
But I think a big trend that we've been seeing over the years is everyone wants more space. So, like, touching on what Cindy said, opening up the living, kitchen, dining area, but also adding on space. And where and how does that make the most sense to open up that a flow still happens and you have a hallway to a bedroom.
It doesn't take away the Eichlerness.
And it doesn't take away the Eichlerness. And then, or also doing ADUs on the back of an Eichler on their lot that mimics a full Eichler that's been standing for 60 years. So we've been doing a lot of the ADUs with the design. Again, the grays, the neutral tones and color schemes for the walls, the floor, the tiles, countertop, kind of kitchen, with having those splashes of color, whether it's on the base cabinets, bringing out that, or a loud paint color on the door. So having something that cannot be too permanent, but permanent in case they want to change it down the line, but also that is speaking to their design. Like, there's a lot of people that love color but don't want it to overrun their house and their space. So putting one pop of color in there somehow is great.
I think that when you were talking, one of the things that came up for me is that maybe not a lot of color, but tile like a pattern. Mm. So maybe they'll do like a pattern on the floor, or they'll do a like a white tile, but it has some sort of a like a mid-century kind of layout to it. And so in that sense, it's still minimalist without the colors, so it keeps it kind of serene, but it gives it a little bit of a differentiation.
And what's the process? A lot of people are interested in ADUs now. It's been such a popular topic. From start to finish, how is that process with an ADU?
So there's a few different processes. One, there are prefabricated ADUs that are already available. And with that, most of the cities have a fast tracking to get a permit approved because they know the plan. It's pretty simple. So it's a prefab. You have someone basically build the four walls and put the finishes on, which we've done a few of those. Mm-hmm. And with building one from ground up, it's a process. It's like building a house. And it is it's a small house. It's still a long process as to picking out the whole design with an architect to get everything done through the permitting as well. And then building, I mean, everything, you start with a foundation. Once I have a foundation, I have four walls. Then I put a roof on, do the interior insulation, drywall, floor, cabinets, and I can get to finish, finally. Mm-hmm. But it takes it is a process. Mm-hmm. It takes a bit. And with the ADUs, and we've done them both ways of it's a whole big thing. And the big thing is power and how you're going to do it, mm-hmm. of timing. Sometimes it could take, we love them, but no, PG&E is a year out minimally to get a panel upgrade, mm-hmm. or a panel change or a new service. So as long as it can take to do a design, it can take that in waiting to be able to start breaking ground to build, and then you have your build time. So I've kind of taken on that whole process through our side of the business with it, and it's a lot, and we don't love giving that timeline of, well, we're waiting for 6-7 months just for part A to happen, and we got a 4-5-step process. So it takes a lot, but at the end of it, you have a full dwelling that is however you want to use it. We've done a pottery studio. Mm-hmm. We've done a casita, little mini thing. Mm-hmm. And most of the ADUs are just a bathroom, a little kitchenette, and
a little bedroom.
And right now we're also doing one that's a sauna, wine cellar. Fun little place. Like, mom and dad can go out and have their time, and you know, they're out there and it's fine. But it takes a process to get there. And mm-hmm. still, if you can go both ways. I want to do completely different and not have it match the house-ish, or I can match the house and keep my integrity true and all of that. So
I would say most of our Eichler owners want to keep
the
style. And that's, I mean, you can have us back. We can have a whole nother conversation if you want about
just on ADUs.
ADUs, electrification, PG&E, I mean, all of that's that's a whole nother beast.
But that's a whole other episode.
It's a whole other episode. So and as Marissa said, you know, the prefab, there are some that match mm-hmm. the kind of the more mid-century. I wouldn't say Eichler. We did it in Mackey's. Mm-hmm. We've done the one on Tamalpais mm-hmm. in Mountain View. So that's a whole nother conversation.
Well, I'm excited for that second episode. Then
invited us back.
Check and check. We're going to be bringing Cindy and Marissa back, everyone. And thank you both so much for being here today. Thank you for all the information. And for those of you listening, please check out their website at starburstconstruction.com. We will check out their next conversation on ADUs coming soon. Have a good day. We'll see you later.
Bye.
Thanks for tuning in to today's episode. I hope you had as much fun learning about the world of mid-century modernism as I did. You can also catch the show on my YouTube channel, where we walk through some of the most stylish mid-century modern homes in California. Just search for Mid-Century Modernism with Monique and hit subscribe. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast and leave me a comment to let me know what you think. Your feedback helps me make the show even better. Thanks again for listening, and we'll see you next time on Mid-Century Modernism with Monique.